What you are about to hear is a direct voice seance recorded in London at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday of the 11th of May 1968 in the presence of Mr. and Mrs. Sparrow of Reading and Mr. Lawrence of Reading. The medium was Mr. Leslie Flint.
Well, at least I speak the truth. That's more than most people will. Most people flatter you, and that's why you're on a little pedestal.
Well, I haven't noticed that exactly.
11th. This seance was recorded on the 11th of May, 1968, medium Leslie Flint. Right?
Yes, in the presence of Mr. and Mrs. Sparrow of Reading and Mr. Hinson of Reading.
What about you, then?
Well, I say nothing about Lawrence.
Hello. Oh, I like places like Oxford and places like that, Guildford, Bournemouth.
Yeah.
I don't think Reading's such an awful mess. You come out the station.
Hello,
you've not been arguing the blinking toss again, have you?
Well, we haven't been arguing,
we've been just talking. Well, it's an awful natural Flint.
Oh, dear!
Well, he does. Why don't you get him on something, you know? He's a funny bloke. I wish we could do that medium. It'd be marvellous, wouldn't it?
Would be, wouldn't it, Mickey?
Don't you say that. We're trying to develop one over here, Mickey.
Well, what I mean
might
is,
put him off.
They're all right. I mean, I'm grateful and all that, but sometimes, I don't know. If we could find some mechanical way of communication, wouldn't it be fantastic? Medium's all right, really. I mean, mine's all right, but he gets on my wick sometimes.
Oh dear.
That bloke Paul's very psychic, isn't he?
Yes, yes, he's very psychic.
Well, I don't know.
What do
you
mean?
He won't admit
to
it, but he is.
Of course you know, you silly old sausage. You must know.
I'm a silly old sausage then.
There's a lot of power around you anyway, and a lot of people who come to try and help you, mate. And I'm sure you've got a wonderful work you will do. And I ain't just saying that, I know as how you have, mate. A lot of power you've got.
Oh, thank you.
You've no connection with that tubby bloke, are you?
Oh, I'm not what?
No connection with that tubby bloke on the couch, are you?
I'd not put weight on, Mickey.
What?
You're talking about me. I'd not put weight on.
Well, you're not exactly skinny, are you?
No, just plumpish, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he's pushing it on, Mickey, I think.
Only a friend, that's all, Mickey. No, no.
No, I don't think
I'm only kidding, mate.
No.
You're no sparrow, you're a pigeon.
Yeah.
What's the matter with them, Paul? Do you doubt yourself half the time then or something?
Oh, a great deal, yes.
Well, that's not a bad thought in a way.
I like to be sure.
Oh, well. I know how you feel, mate, but to some extent you have to give out what you get and hope for the best, mate. After all, you're only an instrument.
Yes, very true. Yeah, I very often put on the spot enough to do just that, too. And invariably, there seems to be some substance.
You'll never satisfy everybody, mate, nor yourself, so you might as well make up your mind to it.
I think I've done that, yes.
All you can do is do your best, mate. And I know that you do give out a great deal that's 100%, because they tell me the guys that work with you, they're very anxious to serve through you, and you must have more confidence. I mean, a certain amount of doubt is reasonable, and it's understandable, but, you just realise, after all, you're only the instrument, and just give what you get, mate. Hope for the best.
Thank you.
You're working the old dog's lot, are you?
Yes, yeah, unfortunately.
God help you.
I don't know why I'm in Reading and why all I'm mixed up.
Oh, you won't be staying there all that long anyway, so why worry?
Well, I know that. It won't take me long to be off.
I think you're only there for a time.
Oh, I'm glad I'd never want to be associated with York Lodge for very long, you know. They work you to death almost, you know, so I've got to be
ready. They'll get all they can out on you.
Oh,
mate.
I know, they're all.
Well, you had to come there to work, did you?
Pardon?
Had to go to Reading to work?
Well, in Maidenhead, yes.
Maidenhead, that's a nice place, Maidenhead, ain't it? By the river, ain't it?
Well, there is a river there, but I don't really see Maidenhead. I just sort of dodge in on the motorway and off and back to Reading again, so...
Oh.
It could be a very nice place, but I don't really know.
Well, it's a rather posh place, I think, ain't it? People got lovely houses and all that, and money like that, ain't they?
Yeah, well, the houses are pretty expensive, which is one reason, I suppose, why I came to...
Reading?
To live in Reading, yes.
You got an house in Reading, then?
Yes.
Oh, and you rented it, then?
No, I've bought it.
I like it.
Oh, well, and then if you move, you've got to sell it, ain't you?
Yes.
I suppose it'd be all right.
Oh, so you think I'm going to move, then, Mickey?
Well, I don't really know, to be quite honest about it. I mean, I'm just assuming. I can't imagine you staying in Reading somehow. Not very length of time, anyway.
No, I don't. I'll get that impression, too, that I won't be there very long.
Of course, it's all right. I mean, it's convenient, I suppose.
Well, it's all right as a resting place, you know, for a night.
Yeah, if you're sleeping there, it's probably a very good idea.
Mm. Jolly fine place, Mickey. Takes a lot of beating, hasn't it?
Well, you've been giving it a jolly good beating for a long time, you should know, mate.
Yes, not to be said for Reading.
Yeah, but you don't say what?
No.
Anyway, this one gets baby new frock, will it?
Not really.
I tease you a bit, haven't I?
Oh, it's nice.
Poor old
you.
Doug. When are you going
to
get your teeth in, Doug?
Oh, any time for that, as long as I can chew.
As long as you can chew?
Yes.
Yeah, but when you take the platform, it looks better if you've got a good set of teeth, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the place there, mate.
I
don't
think about it.
Think about it.
Funny bloke you are.
So I believe.
Relax, Paul.
I'll do my best.
Did you want to ask something special, Paul?
Yeah, if I could, yes.
I have a feeling you'd like to. What is it?
Well, since my clairvoyance, you reckon it is 100% sometimes, I was given to believe that today there would be a certain individual present. And would attempt, if you like, you know, to come and, I suppose to the best of his ability, attempt to prove his identity. And I suppose the question is, you know, is the man here? And if he is, would it be possible for him to communicate?
Mickey's got
you have to find out.
Yeah. Well, that is a fact, you see, it depends what vibration he's on, I think.
As he'd say, I've scarfed.
He's gone to see if he can find this person, isn't he?
Mike, is it?
Mike. Hello, Mike.
Mike.
Did you say Mike?
Mike.
I thought you said Mike. Is that me, to you?
Well, I think so, if I've got what I'm thinking correct.
Come on, friend, that's a little louder.
Just a little louder.
Just a little louder if you can. You're where?
Can't catch it at all.
Hello?
Mike.
Mike.
Yeah, well, my name's Mike.
Your name's Mike?
Yes.
Oh.
Hello? Michael. Yes.
You never knew that.
Hello?
Come along, friend.
Hello, Mike. Yes, all right, I can hear that, yes. I'm very well indeed. How are you? Pardon? You're dead. Oh. What? Who are you, please?
Friend, can you say who you are?
Who are you, please?
Somebody obviously not used to.
Did anybody used to call you Michael?
Oh yes, I'm well known as Michael in certain aspects of life. Getting just that little bit louder now, isn't it?
Yes.
A bit later, friend, can you? Can you manage it a little bit later? We can't hear you.
Is that Dad? Hello, Dad.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, Dad.
How's Mum?
Mum's not too bad at the moment. Pardon?
Some trouble, she's in.
Yeah, she is in a little bit of trouble, but I think she's a bit better now, Dad.
Auntie Annie here.
Auntie Annie, oh yes. Good. Well, you're doing a lot better now as you're talking. It's coming much louder, Dad.
How are things with you?
I'm a little bit unsettled, but very well, by and large. I can't complain at all with life. Pardon?
How's the family?
They're all very well, yes. There's little bits of bother here and there, you know, but by and large everything's very well indeed. Pardon? Half a minute.
Half a minute.
Yes, yes, Dad, I can still hear you, but you're not very loud.
Yes, dear.
Darling.
Hello, pet.
Yes, dear?
Hello, pet.
She's here with Betty, she says.
Betty?
Mm. It's Betty.
Do I know Betty, darling?
Yes, dear. Yes, lovey.
How are you?
What, pet?
I've got such a loss. I wish I could speak, but it's... I'm not sure if you can hear me.
We can hear you, right, dear.
Quiet,
yes,
darling. I've got Betty with me. Betty?
Yes. Betty who, dear?
Oh, you don't know her. Someone I know over here. We're great friends.
Are you, lovey?
Yes, she's a sweetie. Oh, Mum.
Yes, dear?
Do you,
love? I don't.
Do you, dear?
By the way, thanks very much for the flowers.
You're welcome, darling.
You know I'm not far away from you.
I know that, Dad.
Dad.
Yes, love?
Are you all right?
Yes, dear?
Don't worry about me, I'm fine.
Oh, that's good, pet.
Anne?
Yes?
Do you remember at home that he had one, well, how can I put it, darling? He called you a particular name. Every time he opened the door, he'd say, hello, this particular name. Would you remember what it was?
Right to pull your leg.
When he used to pull your leg a lot. Cheeky
answer.
Perhaps you'll think about it, eh?
Yes, don't bother too much, dear.
Did you come with us last Saturday, Anne? What a dear. It's just something I thought you might remember. Don't worry.
Don't worry, pet.
Don't worry. Do you see Michael? What's his name? The Princeton boy. What's his name, Mr.
Christopher.
Lord? Christopher. Anne?
Yes.
Do you, dear?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well indeed. How are you?
Nice of you to come and have a day.
Ah.
I come and see you sometimes.
Yeah, well, I've seen you occasionally, haven't I?
Yes, I want to thank you for helping and trying to do. You know, I'm very grateful. Perky?
She keeps on thinking about this.
I wasn't talking about it. Not quite what I was thinking.
Anyway, don't bother
pet,
about it.
But don't worry, Anne.
She has this.
She always goes over these to keep things.
It seems to be in the back of
the mind.
Yeah,
I
mean,
he used to open the door and say, hello, this certain thing to you.
Yeah.
And you used to give him such a cheeky answer.
You used to begin with B. Anyway, was you with us last Saturday?
I'm forever blowing bubbles.
That's what we sing on Monday, isn't it, Anne?
Sounds so silly.
Oh, Anne!
I listen to you sometimes.
Do you?
When you start singing, I'm forever blowing bubbles. You know, it strikes me as so funny.
Well, we don't know what to sing there, you see, Anne. I mean, your mother never did have a good voice. I mean, I can't lead the choir. We don't know what to sing, so we sing what comes into our minds, you know.
Have you got any favourites you'd like them to sing?
You are very pleased.
Help you. Many other souls from this side help you. Some you know, many you not know.
Yes, thank
you. Come in love and help, bring power. We have great hope. One day we will use you more and more. You have faith, my son. We no fail. That which we do is good work for children of earth. I work with you, my son. White Fiddler. I come many times. Me want you know. I do everything in my power. Help you, my son.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ike.
Thank you very much.
It's nice to hear you. Thank you very much.
Hello, pet.
Hello, Anne.
Come on.
Come on, dear. Speak a bit louder, sweetheart.
Yes, Daddy? Dear?
Thank you. trying to think of that, Anne.
Don't think about it. It was B, two words it was, dear, started with B.
Started with B, darling. It was actually two words, you know, you used to open the door and he'd say, hello, you know? And of course, you knowing you, and you, of course, answered back again. But I shouldn't worry, darling. It's probably something that's just slipping your memory now.
Yes.
Big
head. That's
oh,
it now.
Good girl. Oh.
I couldn't think what you were on about.
Oh, I know that now.
Suddenly came to me. You used to say to me, oh, hello, big head. And I used to come out with something that, you know.
Some sort of wisecracker,
yes.
Didn't you, dear?
More room in the big head than the little one.
You're right, mate. Oh, darling.
Oh, you know, trying to think back, and it suddenly came to me. And
oh, you're
of course,
good.
It was big head.
Yeah, it's lovely.
That's the word, darling. That's just what I wanted.
Yes,
good girl.
Stupid of me. I'm sorry to be, you know, but it's very difficult sometimes.
Oh, you're very clever.
You were,
oh,
darling.
Lovely.
You were just the reverse, dear.
Oh, you know, I mean, I don't think I was.
Why?
Dad used to pull my neck, didn't he? He always was a devil for that.
He was,
but
isn't he?
But I used to give him as good as he could send.
You did.
You did.
It, you
sometimes.
Did.
Anyway, you're getting bigger.
Who?
Dad.
Dad is, isn't he, Anne?
You're getting enormous.
Putting on weight, isn't he, darling?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be easier they can't it.
Do you see us? Well, I mean, do you
yes.
come home much, dear?
Dear. Hello, Mr.
Lawrence.
Hello, dear.
It's awfully nice of you to bring Mum and Dad.
Oh.
But you know I do come and see you all, really. I come to the church sometimes and to the circles.
Do you?
Yes. I think Paul sees me. I'm sure he must do. At least I hope he does. I try hard to get him messages, you know.
Do you, dear? Yes, you try hard, won't you, Anne?
I think Paul's marvellous medium.
Do you, darling? Oh, I'm pleased.
He doesn't say much.
No, he doesn't. I think he's pretty genuine, darling.
What do you mean, pretty genuine?
Sorry, Claire. I stand corrected again.
Well, you know, he does his best. Mm-hmm. And he does get a lot of thoughts and impressions and things that we give him.
Good dear. I'm glad you're around us a lot, darling. Anne, did you come with us last Saturday? In what way, Pat?
Oh, well, did you enjoy it?
Well, yes. Didn't you?
Yes, in a kind of way.
Oh, in a kind of way.
What didn't you enjoy, really?
What didn't you enjoy about where we were?
I don't know, it seemed, I don't know, perhaps I shouldn't say it.
No, you say it, come on, you always did it when you was on Earth.
I thought it was a bit forced.
Did you, dear? Well, of course, as you know, Anne, it was a bit of a strained atmosphere. Well,
I thought so. I'm quite frankly, I thought there was a terrific atmosphere. I thought you could have cut it with a knife.
Go on.
Didn't you feel it?
Well, I think, as I say, it was a bit awkward for him, darling, but I think he carried it off pretty well. You're where I was, I assume, Anne. Where did we go anyway? See if you know that one. Where did we go last time? You should know, Pat.
you're saying something about exams, something.
Oh, yes. David takes some in about a week's time.
No, David, dear,
oh,
I do too.
He's done better just of late. I mean, his father had a good
flash in the pan, dear.
Flash in the pan. So you don't think it's going to hold up?
I shouldn't say it, but I've got a feeling. I don't know. I just sort of feel it might be. I don't know. It might just get through. But I. What do you think?
You'll have to give him some help, then.
You have to give him some help, man. Oh, no, Pez. Not if you just every time he sort of wanders, give him a nudge.
Yeah.
Couldn't you, darling? He used to do a lot to him.
He's not interested in this, that's the trouble,
he's not
are
really interested in. Well, he's interested in his job, Anne, but the exams that have to go every year with it, you know, he always did think they were a bit of a nuisance.
He's interested in practical things, but not theoretical things.
Anyway, he sends his love up. He hasn't got a young lady yet, Anne. Doesn't it, dear? Doesn't seem interested, Anne. Just coming indoors and sitting about and never goes out. I wish he would go out and about, but doesn't.
Oh, Mum, you are funny. If he was out and about all the time, you'd be moaning about that.
Well, they are, Anne. I suppose that's right, dear. He's not bad. Oh, no, Anne. I mean, he's a good boy, a very good lad.
But you wish he wasn't quite so good, Mum, is that it?
Well, no, not really. Not really, Pet. You see, he's 18 now, isn't he, Anne? I'd like him to go out and enjoy himself a little bit. Or...
Well, don't worry, he will when he's ready.
I expect he will, do you? Yes, I expect he will.
It's better to be a two than get him wrong company.
Well, it's just what I said to his dad.
Yes.
Yes, Anne.
I was there.
Were you lovely?
Yes, but I'm quite honestly, I don't know what you think. I mean, I had a very strong feeling that there was an atmosphere.
That's what
it. I sensed it. It seemed as if that, I don't know, there was a sort of atmosphere of opposition. I don't know what you'd call it, but I don't think that you're happy about that wedding, do you?
Well, I don't know, dear. I think that they... Opposite to what you thought, really, Pet. I think they're in agreement with it, darling.
Well, time will tell, Mum.
Yes,
I know what I know, and that is, I'm sure I'm right. I mean, you probably don't sense or see things. Obviously, you can't do the way I do. But I had a very strong feeling that something... Well, I can't go into the details, and in a case I've no right to. But I feel that there was an atmosphere there, and I got a very strong feeling that this is going to... Yes, I shouldn't say it, should I? But there you are, you asked me. Well, or did you ask me anyway? I'm telling you.
Yes, all right, Pat. I understand.
Didn't you sense the atmosphere?
Well, of course, you know, Uncle Ted, it was a bit awkward, wasn't it, Anne? Because he hasn't been, you know, that sort of Auntie Carol and Uncle Ted haven't been together for so many years. And of course.
I know, but I'm not only thinking of that.
No.
Yes, because we don't know everybody, you know, intimately.
I know, but I was definitely there.
You were.
And I want you to know that.
I'm pleased you were there, do you?
I thought you looked quite smart.
Did you, darling?
Must have been a great effort, Mum.
And it was an effort to stand in that church and watch that wedding. And you know that, don't you?
I certainly do, believe me. That's what I keep on about, the whole thing. I don't know.
You know, because I keep thinking, well, that could have been you at that church.
I know, but it wasn't.
No. I won't. I don't worry so much now, Anne, as I used to, darling.
No.
I mean,
that's good.
You know how I'm feeling now, don't you?
Yes. And do all you can, Mum. Anyway, I must go.
Oh, Anne, just before you
what?
Go. Nanny.
What about
got
me?
Anything for me? Got any news for Auntie? About Nanny?
Oh, well, she's very well.
Is she, darling?
You're not worrying about Nanny.
No, not worrying, darling.
Just don't do it.
Just would
be
like
quiet,
a little... sort of message from you to give to Auntie Lai.
Tell Auntie not to worry, Nan's all right.
Is she, darling?
I must go, the power's going, whatever
yes.
It is.
Next time, fetch Daddy along with you, dear.
Oh, Dad, you never say.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. God bless you.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
Michael.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye, dear. God bless
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. It is not possible. Goodbye. It is not very strong to do. My dear, continue your good work, Missy.
That, Rita?
Thank you, Mickey.
You did, thank you. I've got two names, and I do call myself Michael in certain circumstances.
I think Mike's a nice name.
Yeah, I think it's better than Paul, too. It's Paul's far too angelic.
Paul, so you'll never be that name.
I know that.
Well, I don't know Michael's an angel, you know.
Yeah.
Both of them are religious names, aren't they?
Yes, I suppose they are, yes. I think so too.
You're much more of a Michael, I think. Are you happy?
Am I happy?
Yeah.
Yes, I suppose so, yes.
Bye-bye, Mickey. Bye-bye.
Thank you,
Mickey.
Thanks,
all right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
The voices are all very faint today, aren't they?
They were, weren't they?